Welcome to How Can We Help, the podcast of earnest, try our best advice with a comedic twist.
Yeah, it's the podcast where we help, but how can we?
How can we help?
Like, how can we help? Well, we try and find out every week.
That we try. Yeah, every week is our goal to find out
if we can help.
If and how we can help. And you're hearing our voices right now. It's the host with the most, Jackie Pirico.
Not the most, just some.
It's the host with some, Jackie Pirico. And it's the host with the rest, Mark Little. It's me.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, for real?
Yeah, I feel a little bit out of it, but
you know what it is? The weather.
You know what? I gotta say this. I gotta say it, so I will.
Okay.
When I moved to Toronto, one of the things I noticed was that rain would come and then rain would go.
Right.
It was the antithesis. I had grown up in Vancouver.
Yes.
Where the rain comes and it sits around. It hangs out.
For like days and days, weeks on end.
Like a cat you started to feed.
Oh, I know all about that game.
Yeah, you initiate that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not common here what we're seeing this week, which is rain day after day after day. I'm actually getting a bruise on my abdomen from the way that I have to shut my umbrella because my umbrella doesn't like click closed. So if I had, like, I have to like put the handle of it against my like belly and like kind of hump it into the wall to shut it. And I'm getting like this bruise on my abdomen from opening and shutting my umbrella
really
day
love
after
that
day.
You think you have to do it
way. Well, because I can't, for some, like I need a wall to do it against.
Yeah.
And like,
and you're just testing your core strength to see if it's wall level.
No, it's usually because I have so many bags in my hand or my phone or what. I don't have my hands free.
Yeah.
Look, I'll demonstrate to you later. Okay. The point is I'm getting this fucking bruise on my abdomen because of how long it's been raining out, and day after day I'm opening and closing my umbrella. I walk everywhere, as you know, and I'm just constantly like, doof, doof. I'm kind of like Heimlicking myself with the handle of my umbrella.
And you've also got bruises on the palms of your hands because anytime we get a flicker of sunlight coming through the clouds, you hop into a handspring and sun your perineum to deal with your seasonal affective disorder.
This is a callback to a previous episode for anyone who doesn't know, where I was simply relaying a rumor I'd heard to Mark about if you have seasonal affective disorder, you have to sun your perineum.
Yeah.
I didn't say that on this podcast, but you know how the other word for it is taint?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I heard the word taint being bandied about, possibly from my own dad. And I didn't know what it was. And I said, "What's taint?" And he said, "Well, Jackie, put it this way. It taint your dick and it taint your asshole." I was about 8, possibly 7. Anyways, we've got a guest here with us today. Let's not be rude.
Yeah, he's been silently kind of clenched over there.
Yeah, he's been clenched. And it's our fabulous friend, a repeat guest, because we can't get enough of him. Who have we got here today, Mark?
Oh, it's Jordan Foisey.
Hi, everyone.
Foisey.
Hi, everyone. Nice to see you both again.
You too.
Jackie, that umbrella thing was completely demented.
You'll see what I mean later.
I honestly feel like I zoned out during it, and then I zoned back in, and Jackie was still miming, cramming an umbrella into her abs.
Like, so much chaos going on in that anecdote. It's like, well, you know me. I have a bunch of bags, too, and it's raining. Of course, I'm wrangling some sort of beast in the wild.
We should say that Jackie's got Kramer's disease, where anytime she has to do anything, it's basically vaudeville.
Yeah, you got to see her enter an apartment. It is hilarious.
Do you know what else I get bruises from on a regular basis? My Tide stick.
How hard are you applying
the
stick?
Well, I guess too hard, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's too hard.
But in my defense, the tip of it is really sharp.
I don't know if that works as defense.
I think you're supposed to not just push it into your skin when you're doing Tide stick. I think you pull out this fabric a little and then work it like you're kind of coloring on your shirt.
Yeah, I color
maybe even
it.
Take it off, like take the piece of clothing off.
But it's to go. It's Tide to go. What am I going to do this at Duffer Mall with my ketchup stain? Take off my shirt?
Okay.
Take off my pants?
Again, we're already back into the chaos zone. Now you have a stain and it's ketchup, which I don't think you can get in Duffer Mall. I've actually never.
Say, of all the malls where you could take off your shirt and pants and fit right in, Dufferin. I think someone's going to stop and scream on their way to the
Cinnabon?
Mark,
I'm going to push back against that assertion. I'm going to push back Because the Dufferin Mall of the bygone age.
It's gone.
It's just another fucking mall.
You're right.
Our bygone wacky mall where characters would go and Russell Peters would bust down to walk around in. That's in his autobiography. That's gone.
You read a lot of biographies, don't you?
My uncle, it was one of the worst Christmas gifts I ever got. My uncle's like, you do comedy, eh?
Oh, no.
Here's Russell Peters' memoir.
Oh, dear. And
is it like, called Somebody's Gonna Get Educated Real Bad?
It was called I Got to Hurt Real Good. That was it. I got to hurt real good, and it helped. So anyways, I just want to push back against the Dufferin Mall. Yeah. Not even slander. It's a loss.
You're right. I'm playing with the mythology of the Dufferin Mall more than the current reality.
Well, and it was like because you and I, Mark, moved here almost around the same time. I moved here in like spring of 2014. Mm-hmm. And by then, I would come here and everyone would be like, that piece of shit mall. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even as good then as it is now. But coming from where I came from, where in Guelph we had this Willow West mall.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, and I just thought, what's so bad about this mall? And you know what's funny, though? They're really, if I could criticize the Dufferin Mall, it would be to say there's kind of a redundancy or a tautology there with you don't need Winners and Marshalls. It's the same store. They bookend the mall. You don't need both of those.
Yeah. Well, that does feel a little bit redundant. Like, as a criticism, Jackie, I feel like, yes, we've all heard the word tautology associated with the Dufferin Mall as its primary flaw.
I'm not even entirely sure that was the right way to use tautology. Yes, this mall has meaning because of its Marshalls and Winners
bookend. No, tautology means that you say something that you've said already.
Oh, is this what it means? I thought it was like a meaning that is in and of itself.
That's it. I'm looking it up.
Look it up. They also have beehives on top of the mall, which I like.
Oh, they're growing bee gardens up there?
Yeah, you can get Dufferin Mall honey.
I will say that I definitely use the word garden in the wrong way there.
Bee garden.
Yeah, those are the two hardest words in the English language. Tautology and garden.
Yeah.
Okay, tautology, the saying of the same thing twice in different words.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of a metaphorical tautology, Marshalls and Winners.
No, you nailed it, though. I was wrong.
So wait, what is the philosophy of which tattoo to get? What do you call that? Of which tattoo would suit your personality best?
I like to have, I have Winners on one bicep and then Marshalls on the other bicep. That's the tattoos I'm doing. Yeah.
And maybe that's tautology.
Maybe tautology.
That's what he was hoping he would say.
For sure, that's the name of a tattoo parlor somewhere.
Tautology.
Someone woke up in the middle of the night with that screaming across their brain. I got it.
Yeah. I got my C-3PO tattoo at Tatooine. And we're back. We cut out there for a second. Someone else took over the podcast and said something bad, I guess, based on everyone's reactions.
Yeah.
But we're back.
We're back. Mm-hmm. And then what?
So here's the question that I have. Well, first of all, and we'll do this real quick because, Jackie, you've had an eventful week.
I have.
You got flashed by a pervert and your stitches came out of your head. Anything to add or can we move on?
Did I talk about getting my bump out of my head last episode?
No. Stefan's saying no.
Oh, I had a cyst removed a couple weeks ago off my scalp.
Yeah.
And it wasn't dramatic in the moment because I couldn't feel it happening.
Yeah.
Because of the local
anesthetic. But when we met up, you came to me straight from the doctors.
I came straight to you, Mark.
And you had a head full of blood.
Dripping. My hair dripping with blood.
Viciously punching her umbrella into her stomach.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even feel that at that point.
You looked like Carrie post pig blood.
I did.
You kept talking about the teen girls who had been rude to you.
And you said, and this is not a joke, but you said, and I didn't detect this in myself, but you could see me entering the coffee shop to meet you. And you said I weaved as I entered because I had lost so much blood.
Yeah.
So you're just bleeding from
your
head?
Honestly,
if I could characterize this, I would say it's not unlike Kramer either. to barely make it into a coffee shop with a head full of blood that he should have gone home and cleaned up first.
Yeah, they took the cyst out, then they couldn't close my scalp because the doctor was like, oh, like
difficult scalp.
It. Yeah, he said that. Yeah. He said this is so much easier with old people. And I was like, what? And he goes, because their scalp is baggier and
they loose got that
skin.
Loose head.
Yeah.
And you said.
And I was like, is this guy flirting with me?
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, like, is he seems eager to comment on my tight scalp.
Doctor said my scalp was extra tight, nice this morning.
Hot, tight, co-ed scalp.
Co-ed scalp.
And then he and then
scalp's gone wild.
And then he sent, and then, yeah, and there was so much money. He's like, you're really a bleeder. And then he sent
me. Oh, now
there.
He's flirting with
yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I knew.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing. They didn't put a cap on me or anything. And then his assistant was kind of just wiping at my head, kind of very, finesse, like just kind of wiping at my head with a dry paper towel. And she goes, you can go in the bathroom and try and like get it out. What am I going to wash my hair in the sink? Like I couldn't. And then I left there, yeah, with my head full of blood. But so soluble stitches. Mm-hmm. And they said the stitches will just kind of dissolve.
Right.
But I think my scalp is so tight, I guess, that like the
stitches.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. The stitches. Or like the wound is so like, you know, like the stitches are holding on for such dear life that throughout the past couple of weeks, I can feel them being like, and like sticking up like twigs out of my head. Mm. Like my scalp is like rejecting them.
Like if you're getting surprised or whatever. Like, oh. Which may explain that the second part of the story, what happened.
Yes. So my scalp seems to be rejecting the stitches, which that rejection energy would have come in handy with the cyst. It would have been nice if it rejected the cyst.
Yeah.
Maybe your scalp misses the cyst.
Could be. I kind of do too, because I always used to fiddle with it. Because
you have this perfect, beautiful scalp, right? And so the cyst was kind of like Cindy Crawford's mole.
Oh, yeah.
For the
it gave
scalp.
Me an edge.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. It's like when Jennifer Grey got that nose job.
Yes, it kind of ruined everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen a lot of girls kind of putting putty on their heads where a cyst would be.
That's the new TikTok thing that's happening.
Yeah.
It's like
I'm on Ozempic and I got putty on my head. I look great.
So now instead of fiddling with the bump, I fiddle with my weird incision. But anyways,
for some reason, my stitches keep popping out.
Two of them fell out in an Uber ride yesterday. I just had to like put them in my pocket because I didn't want to litter this guy's car with crusty old gross stitches. Anyway, and then so on Sunday night, I was walking home. Wasn't that late? It was dark, but it wasn't that late. Walking home from Comedy Bar. And a guy was like hiding in the shadows in the bushes and like flashed me and was like jerking off. And I like made a big stink and screamed at him. But it was really traumatic. It was really, it was so disgusting to see this guy's fucking dick. Like, don't wrap me, don't pull me into your sick life.
Can I tell my side of the story?
Oh, yeah. How was it in that bush?
I didn't even mean it like that. But I mean, the message you sent me after it happened.
Oh, yeah. Please, please.
So I get this message from
like late at night, like 10:30
at night.
Late at night.
And it's like, hey, Foisey, is the term East Asian still okay? And I went, what's the context of this? And I literally thought it was because of the podcast or something. Oh. Like, I thought it was like, we're going to put out this clip, but I really go hard on the term East Asian. And I think I said, well, it might be better to like know what country the person's from. But what's the context? And then you're like, this guy fucking whipped his dick out and jerked off at me. And I'm like, oh, I'm glad I'm like your emergency PC guy.
Yeah, well, I texted my brainiest friends. I texted you and I texted Mark. Yeah, but Mark's unreliable, so Foisey got
asleep.
Back to me soon.
I was asleep, and in the morning I had two texts. One was that question, and the second one was, Mark, please respond ASAP. This is an emergency.
Is it an emergency?
Because I wanted to get the tweet
get the
out really
out.
Fast so that if somebody was out in the area.
I did feel terrible, though, because it was like, I made a joke, and then I was like, oh, you actually went through, like, a real thing. That's kind of, it's pretty fucked up. That's
scary. It is fucked up. I'm kind of like, I'm like laughing about it, but in the moment, okay, I don't want to be TMI, but like in the moment I was like so angry and flustered and I did cry a little bit and I was kind of like panic. But Elliot heard me screaming and came outside. I think I told you that.
Yeah.
And, cause it was so like, it was near enough to my house that he heard me scream. But this is TMI, but like, this is going to embarrass me to say, but the next day I can tell, like, I hadn't eaten or done or drank or anything different than my normal. And I eat the same things like every day, but I had a really upset belly the next day.
Right.
I had a really upset stomach, I think, from like that spike in adrenaline.
Of course.
And then it like fucked with my like hormones or my digestive. Anyway, I was sickly. I needed some Pepto or something. but that's all I'll say. But
you're buying like 10 Pepto. The person at Shoppers like got flashed, huh?
And you know what? It's true. Like some my friend.
Where was he from? South Asia.
More North? Of an East. More of an East. North. Yeah, yeah. Isn't that just Russia?
West Asia. One of the Bajans. East Asia. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I know right. that. I think that. Yeah, that term is okay. And there's yeah, no yeah. mistaking it. There was a zero, absolutely zero mistaking that. That's the region that this person yeah. was from.
I literally thought you were going to introduce somebody at a comedy show or something like
right,
that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Instead, welcome I was like, oh, it's for an East APB. Yeah, you can throw that up there. That's fine.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? You mentioning that tummy ache because 2 days ago I played my rec league men's basketball finals.
Also sounds really Ooh. Traumatic. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it got so heated. It no. was fucking crazy.
Oh, really?
We've had like moments this season where guys will get heated. But this game, it was like wall to wall. You couldn't go 2 minutes without it almost like without it grinding to a halt and people yelling at each other.
Was it sorry, guys on opposite like the opposing teams opposing yelling teams. At each
yeah,
other?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like foul. People are yelling foul. Nonstop.
It would like be like foul. Oh my god, you're not calling that. And then it would be the kind of thing where it's like, oh, I see. And then it would escalate right. to like chippiness. And
oh
then
my god.
And then one guy got shoved in the back. There's what? Like a couple guys on our team, like our friends, who yeah. yelled in a way that I was like, whoa, I didn't know you had that side of you.
Can you name names?
I don't think it was like bad, but it was like Alan Shane Lewis got nuts.
Whoa.
Really?
In a great way.
He's
I
so
love
calm.
That. Yeah.
He's
I like, love to see Alan piss.
He's easily the best player on our team, but yeah. a guy just kept chipping at him and then he just like went crazy and it was so good. And then like, and not so much in this game as much, but like Franco in the first game, I've yeah. never seen that side of Franco, but he got crazy. So, and then, but the main thing that I meant to talk about in this game is that I went nuts on a guy because I was like shooting a 3-pointer and then the guy sprinted at me as fast as he could, like sprinted at me in a way that I went, holy shit, in the air. Yeah. And then he like,
sorry, were you wearing that red sweatshirt that you're wearing right now?
Yeah. He had two little horns. And, oh, he was a bull.
Yeah.
That was my
bunch
mistake.
Of flies swatting with his tail. Classic bull guy. Big maze.
Yeah. It was honestly like
so
that.
So he basically charged at you.
He
yeah.
charged at me and then averted me at the last second. And I was like, to the letter of the rule, is that allowed? Because yeah. it feels at best unsportsmanlike.
So he was just trying to fuck with your head. Like he just bolted right at you and then at the last minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then so I landed and I was like, I don't know what the rules are exactly. I know you're not allowed to like scream at a guy when he's shooting or clap your hands in yeah. his face. So I was like, is it like that? So, but what I said to him, because I freaked out because it's recreational
yeah.
and it looked like he was going to injure me.
Yeah.
So I just said, take it easy, man. And yeah. he said, I didn't break any fucking rules. And
then, oh,
and then
God.
I went nuts. Because anytime my sense of justice gets yeah. fucked, so I went, and then we were basically like nose to nose for the next 5 minutes.
Mark,
so
wait, that's cool.
What did you say back when
oh,
you said
I
that?
Oh, I said a lot of stuff.
Like?
But basically, eventually, I called him a loser. I called him a goof. I called him an asshole.
Goof!
And I told him to look in the mirror.
Whoa, look in the mirror, you goof. That's wild.
Because he was like, quit chirping, buddy. And I was like, look in the fucking mirror.
Wow, Mark, that's awesome.
But it was crazy. And then guys had to like intervene. Anyway, the reason I bring this up is because for the like as soon as this started, my mouth went completely dry.
Yeah.
My heart was racing. I was trying to like lick my lips and get my moisture back and I couldn't. Like my fight or flight was
look in the mirror. Look in the
yeah.
mirror, man.
Like, yeah. Look, you better look in the mirror.
You look at you, you goof.
Yeah. But my big friend Bob, he's massive, was like, I really thought he was going to hit you and then I would have hit him. So, and then but Bob's crazy. So he kept being like, get back out there. Just talk. Keep talking. If he hits you, I'll hit him.
Who's so big Bob's friend Bob?
Big Bob. Big Bob loves
to
drink.
Do we know him?
Yeah. No, I don't think you know him.
Yeah.
Big Bob's got fists like mallets.
No idea who this guy is. Sounds like he hangs out with Robin Hood. I like him.
He honestly looks like, he looks like Michael Chiklis as
the thing. Post gamma or cosmic rays or whatever.
Yeah.
What just the hell is any of this?
A wall.
Michael who?
Michael Chiklis has the thing.
It's just I assure you, it's not worth a Google. Thing.
You really don't need the Michael yeah. Chiklis part.
No.
I just like.
Oh, so just the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks cool.
Yeah, he's just a cool big orange brick man.
Yeah.
But by the end of the game. I'm sorry this story is so long, but by the, do you guys have a problem with that, you fucking goofs?
No, man.
Look in the mirror. So you told good. Long stories.
The deepest Canadian insult. Goof is so powerful.
Goof. Yeah. But isn't goof like have connotations of...
Well, the urban legend is if you go to prison, you call somebody a goof, they will kill
that's
you.
That's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
We all knew that when we were 14.
Why are they so sensitive
I think
in
it
prison.
Means pedophile or something. Anyways.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, Mark, I'd...
No. But anyway, I had a stomach ache by the end of the night.
Oh.
And it was, I was like, whoa.
Right.
I like damaged my organs from like
the adrenaline.
The terror and
yeah, because it's like, anger. It turns your, it does something, adrenaline spike does something to your, or like then it fizzes out as like cortisol, which fucks with your digestion.
That's why when I do stand up, the whole audience has a hurt little tummy from how dangerous I am up there.
Danger.
Because you're triggering their fighter. Flight.
And admittedly, it's mostly flight.
Here's my question. Sure. Do you remember when we gave advice on a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Absolutely, yeah. 100%.
I don't remember whose episode that was, but
I
we
think
know
it was our first episode ever.
First ever? Here's a little message we got on our How Can We Help Instagram account. Feel free to message us, voice message us with mm-hmm. your concerns and questions. Or a text message.
Yeah.
Hey, Jackie and Mark, I'm the guy who wrote in with the vacuum question. I regret to admit that in the time since, we tried to reach a compromise and go with the shark vacuum.
Big
That's
mistake.
The one they went with. My wife, Sarah, says she feels extremely validated by y'all's advice to go with the Dyson.
Yes.
I do regret our choice.
Thank God.
Wow.
Live and learn. And then he wrote, P.S. Mark, Sarah is a PhD English student and has always maintained that Moby Dick is low-key one of the funniest books of all time. So our advice to you is to find another audiobook version and dive in for a barrel of laughs.
Okay, because your audio version, you said, was just too
It was the guy
boring.
Who ran out of
oh,
his
ran
voice.
Out of voice.
He ran out of voice in the first 10 minutes and then just kept trying to push through. He was not a professional. I kept waiting for a chapter break where his voice would suddenly be better again because he'd taken the time he needed.
All right, man, we got one shot at this.
Yeah. One shot to record this free audiobook to a user-generated site. Anyway, that's signed Ryan G. So that's, you heard it from the horse's mouth.
Yes.
Listen to you both.
Yes. You got
so he didn't listen.
He didn't listen.
You said to get the Dyson
yes.
and now his marriage is falling apart. That's crazy.
It appears so.
They got the shark.
The shark is actually the worst. I had a shark one time that was so shitty that Nutlin, my cat, was not even afraid of it. That's how you know it's a bad vacuum. If the cat's just like,
true.
Yes, and yeah. like, that's a shitty vacuum.
Yeah, when your cat's welcoming to
yeah,
the vacuum
yeah. Oh,
cleaner.
Vacuum.
Yeah, hey, come on yeah, in. Yeah. Nice to see you again. Yeah. That's
didn't
a bad vacuum.
Didn't even bat an eye. Ears didn't even go back.
Wow. Yeah.
So that shark is brutal. Sorry.
Here is another response to that particular segment.
Wow, okay.
But it's a voice message.
Ooh.
This is President Boba calling on behalf of the Anti-Dyson Society, submitting a formal request to cease and desist this egregious propaganda you're spreading that insists that Dyson is a superior product. These shenanigans and this tomfoolery must stop. The spread of this fake information is a disease of epic proportions. The Anti-Dyson Society has been fully endorsed by the International Anti-Bagless Vacuum Association, and we have drawn up a memo to enforce an emergency session of the Vacuum Guild in order to have the Dyson removed from its membership. I'm currently lobbying with the Needle Nose and Brush Attachment Committee to ensure their votes are counted and Dyson will forever be removed and therefore discontinued. Once the Anti-Dyson Society has succeeded in removing the Dyson's membership, each Dyson that exists on the planet will become obsolete and unrepairable, and therefore destined for the landfill. Death to Dyson.
Holy
wow,
hell.
Wow, I like that.
Wow.
Did she say she's part of the anti-bagless vacuum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who likes a fucking bagged vacuum?
Yeah, it's like a popcorn bag going...
Yeah, like a combination of popcorn and a tomb. What's going on? Zip, cool, awful experience.
So I guess that's a shark rep, I guess.
That's either a shark rep or a bag rep.
A bag
yeah,
rep.
Like, what's going on there?
Well, really? We've been told. Yeah. Period.
Oh, we've been told.
Yeah.
Even with the period, it wasn't convincing.
I'm like, man, that period really didn't take.
It didn't do anything. We've been told, period, and...
Yeah.
Literally, every boy's face in here was like...
Yeah, we're waiting.
Yeah.
Well, that's great feedback. I'm glad that we're getting people writing in, voicing in.
Yeah, me too. So feel free to send us your questions or honestly your 3-minute character monologues. Yeah. We do like
we
either
accept
one.
Accept everything and anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah.
Now let's give some real advice.
Oh, okay.
To some new questioners, and this one comes by way of voice message as well.
Hi. When I started dating my boyfriend, he was like, "Hey, I'm in business with my ex-girlfriend. So they own a business together, which is fine. But she's very evil and mean to me. We ran into her early on when we were dating in public, and I said hi to her, and she said, he's supposed to be my husband. So I hope that kind of sums up how she treats me. He doesn't do a lot to defend me, and ever since we started dating, he's promised he is trying to exit the work relationship. It's really pretty toxic, but he hides a lot of it from me. And I'm sad to say, I 3 years later, we just celebrated 3 years together, that we are still dating. I don't know if he's ever going to end their weird work relationship, and I'm hoping y'all could help. Any advice?
Wow.
Wow.
One of our juiciest questions yet.
That's incredible.
That is a real juicy.
Yeah.
I think she told on herself twice in there. One with the real quick, which is fine. That was really. And then I think she said, sorry to say.
Yeah.
We're still together.
Like, I think the advice is clear.
Wow. Like, yeah. She already knows the advice, but I guess.
3 years is a while, though.
3 years is an investment. It feels like a pot commitment to some, probably. Mm-hmm. But can I say that story, to my ears, sounds exactly like a story that you would be sitting down with your gal pal for a dinner and drinks, and they'd be like, yeah, I was with this guy. My ex had this. It sounds like a story that you tell, a classic my ex story about how to indicate how deranged your ex was.
Yeah.
So that is, and therein lies my advice, is that this story makes more sense
as like as an ex. What not to do.
Yeah. If you're describing an ex, you should be his number one priority. And he should be as offended as you with her treatment of you.
Now, we don't know what their business is.
What's their business, do you think?
We would love to know what their business is, because, like, maybe there's some kind of hitman. Like, maybe they need each other, you know? Maybe, like, it's like, listen, I'd love to not work with my ex, but our business, we really need each other. She fucking lures the guy in, I pop him in the head. Like, we don't know what the business is.
She's the best bait in town. If you can find me replacement bait. Yeah.
Listen, I'd love for you to be the bait, baby, but you just don't got what it takes, you know?
How about you be like a normal person and buy a can of worms from the gas station?
Because I ain't fishing for bass, honey. I'm going for the big game.
Well, but I mean, it's pretty clear she should break up with him.
Right? Yeah. But I mean, is the rest of the relationship, like, if he doesn't defend her in this scenario,
that's the bad
how's
part.
The rest of the relationship? Like, what else is he not doing? Like, what other stewardships of the relationship is he dropping the ball on?
Yeah. Because I think it's, you know, it's the way she's acting, like the ex, that really makes it tough. Because I think exes can work together and stuff like that. I don't think that's
totally
wild on its face. But it's, and from what it sounds like she, I mean, it's so bad for her that she's voicemailing advice to a comedy podcast.
And, like, and the fact that that girl said,
pretty serious advice. Like,
yeah,
it's
really serious. And the fact that she said, he's supposed to be my husband, that's insane to say.
That's wild.
Do we think that this boyfriend fucking loves it? Do you think that he just gets off on it?
Yeah, he's like, ugh, my wife is... He still wants me back.
Oh, my business partner loves me. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to call HR.
You know, they own a fucking terrible coffee shop together. That's what's
like
going on.
Like something that
can
be easily like sold. Yeah,
I can't kick her out. She came up with the name Rise and Grind. If I got rid of her, I'd have to change the name, and I'm out of puns. I'm tapped.
Listen, yes, it was her idea to do coffee, but it was my idea to do vintage clothing, and now we're stuck together, you know?
And if I'm honest, coffee's bringing in more money. The vintage clothing is a real up-and-down affair. A lot of people know that I'm phoning it in some weeks. Stuff they could get at Value Village for sure.
Yeah, I've definitely heard the customers say, a lot of scarves today. They know I'm not bringing
it.
So
I guess polo's back, huh? Ralph Lauren polo is back, huh?
It's so funny you say that. Sometimes I am in a vintage store and they have a bunch of polos. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Oh, it's 100% polo or like old Banana Republic. And I want to look at the person and be like, come on.
Yes, 100%.
This was new like 5 years ago and I didn't want it then.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want it now.
Yeah. You can't do a fucking Hilfiger shirt in here. Like, get out of here.
I could do a 90s Hilfiger, but I'm not doing a modern Hill.
No. God, when
couple
I
of pieces of advice there.
A guy's yeah. vintage store, it looks so boring to me. When it's just like all guys' clothes in the door, I'm like, ugh. But this guy, I think that this person should say to this boyfriend, because look, she's pot committed for 3 years. Three years is not nothing.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm in it for the long run. But if I'm going to live a lifetime with this person's shadow over our relationship, like that's not sustainable. It's going to make the relationship threadbare eventually if it just keeps, it's going to wear down on the relationship. So it's like either cut it out now, like a cyst that if it gets any bigger, you're going to have to go to a plastic surgeon.
Yeah. It also sounds to me like she, again, it's one of those when people ask for advice and they already know.
Yes, yeah, she knows.
She knows. You can tell.
But I'm glad that she called in anyway because it's so juicy. Well, it's like a Jugo juice.
Oh, yeah, it's one of the juiciest juices we have. And another shout out to Dufferin Mall.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Jugo juice.
Another shout out to Dufferin Mall.
Jugo juice.
Jugo?
Jugo juice. Jugo juice.
Yeah, someone trying to prove they're worldly, but they've never been outside of like an airport cafeteria.
Is anyone want a couple of Jugo uses?
What's your advice?
Well, I just wanted to say I got some behind-the-scenes sneaky knowledge.
How?
Because
this person
sent it on Instagram, so I clicked on their Instagram account, and I looked at their photos.
I don't think you're allowed to do this.
Well, I've done it. I'm not an official therapist. I'm not a psychologist.
This is a true crossroads moment for the show right here. This is when it changes.
Yeah.
Because what if people don't want to write in if they know that then we're immediately creeping their profile?
Well, we're not going to dox anyone. We're not saying anyone's names.
Yeah.
If you don't want me to creep your phone,
put that in the message.
Yeah, put that in the message. Don't creep my
phone. P.S. Mark, don't look at my shit.
If you don't want us to creep the profile from which you sent the message.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I went deep. I just looked at a few photos because I was curious. And I got to say,
yes,
they look very happy. So there's some photos of them looking very happy on some like vacation type photos.
Yeah, but that's easy.
Well, I know it's easy, but I'm just saying... Right. It did kind of change the way I perceived it, where I think I know she's saying like, sorry, we're still together. I know that's stupid. But
she loves them.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the good stuff must be good.
Yes. Right. Okay.
Yeah, like we might be a bit too cavalier with like, toss his fucking bum to the curb.
Yeah.
Toss his fucking goof to the curb.
Yeah. I mean, we are classic Gen Z dump him bitch kind of... Girl, dump him. Just dump him.
Oh,
we are that kind of...
A, B, C, D, E, F, U.
So what's the alternative then?
You know what I mean?
What can she... Let's say she does want to stay in it, and she should. It's like good outside of this. What's the move then?
Oh, I don't know. How do you prove to an ex-wife that she doesn't belong anymore? Marry him. Buy the cow. Buy the cow.
Oh, go into it more.
Go
dig your heels in.
Go get married. Tie the knot. Have kids. Push her out. Start a business with him.
Across the street, right? Big box store version of whatever business they have.
A better business that eventually consumes that business because the shareholders demand it, not because you asked for it.
Yes, the board needed this.
Yeah. It got to a point where not doing it would have been wrong to the shareholders, and that's the only thing a business can be wrong in.
Yeah.
Investors meeting. Fudging the numbers, fudging the projections, pissing off the CFO. I just watched the newest episode of Succession last night.
Oh, yeah, I can tell. Yeah, for sure.
Are you ever watching Succession and then you're like, wait, though, why are they doing this?
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to know. That's what I've long ago determined.
That's what Elliot says when I said no.
I'm like, it's all about the family stuff. It's basically Married with Children.
Sometimes I was like,
yeah,
wait.
I really like it when the dad flushes a toilet.
Well, I mean, the start of the show is him pissing on the wall or whatever. That's kind of Married with
that's
Children.
That's true.
Okay, this girl needs to you know, piss on a tree and mark her territory and yeah. show who's boss.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, look.
Literally.
I'm done with this person. If she's going to be, like, maybe, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, you know, a bitch. But I'd be like, I don't, if she's going to talk to me like that, I don't want to see her.
It would be so funny if we tell her to do this. He does do it. He breaks contact. And then in the news, we, like, read about, like, Shopify collapsing.
Wow, that was a big business they had.
Ooh, we would have known how big that business was. We would have said, don't change any of the higher-ups infrastructure.
You guys
could have
got different offices, I guess.
Here's what you're doing.
Okay.
You're opening a coffee shop across the street from Rise and Grind.
Yeah.
It's called Grounds for Divorce.
Oh, a little passive business.
It's a little
like
passive,
that.
But emphasis on aggressive business. It's a better coffee shop, yeah. a bigger coffee
okay.
shop, with information on why divorce rates are fine.
Yes, yes.
So this is her threatening him for to.
This is her
divorce.
Rubbing salt in the wound of the wife, who's yeah. across the street at Rise and Grind,
right.
brewing it up and
yeah.
looking over at this better, cooler, newer, hotter, younger, fitter coffee shop.
Yeah.
A coffee shop with bigger tits.
Yeah,
a
nice coffee sexy fucking coffee
a
shop.
A coffee shop with blonde streaks in its
yeah.
roof.
Yeah, coffee shop that does anal.
A coffee shop that does all the things your old coffee shop never dreamed of.
Yeah, coffee shop that experiments in the bedroom.
A coffee shop that's all that and more. And yeah. she's going to look across and she's going to get the message. She'll eventually wither and die.
Yeah. Okay, so there's two avenues here for her.
Yeah.
There's either leave him or I like this idea.
Salt
or
in
like,
the wound.
Yeah, salt in the wound of the woman.
Go big, fill her footsteps. Retrace her steps with him, yeah. bigger, better.
I wow.
Bigger
okay.
and better.
But is he involved in this business?
He's no? got to be. You drag him along until eventually every memory of her has been overlaid with a memory of you
yes.
so that he can't quite tell them apart, but yours are more recent, so he just thinks he never had an old wife.
Wow.
And what's great is Toronto needs another coffee shop.
Yeah, that so would be better for all of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I think we all win in yeah. this situation. Yeah. One more coffee shop,
yeah.
then we'll be good.
And know what? It would be nice if it make... also had really burnt coffee.
Oh.
Because we need more of those as well. Just yes. that burnt yes. taste that
triple
makes you
roasted.
Sick.
Yeah. yeah, yeah. And if there's a way to make a back room a dispensary, that would be cool too. In fact, make it all a dispensary, but sell coffee. And if anyone asks to buy a coffee, act weird that that's all they're here
yes,
for.
Yes, yeah. There's one at the top of the street now that's like flowers. I saw that one. I was oh. like, oh, nice gambit.
Oh.
Yeah.
But is this guy, what is he defending this girl? Is the boyfriend
wife?
Or is the boyfriend saying like, oh, I like my ex-wife or what?
It we sounded like it was, he wasn't defending his current partner.
I want to yeah, just say, like let me chime in. Let bus. Me chime in and say, that sounds like the name of a Tyler Perry movie. I like my ex-wife. And the sequel, I Like My Ex-Wife Too.
Yeah.
Dear Mark and Jackie, I'm about to finish my PhD. After that, I'll have like 3 months free until my next thing starts in September. What should I do and how can I use this time to increase my power level?
What kind of power level?
I don't know. I feel like they were just getting a little bit silly at the
okay,
end.
Okay, they're just oh, okay, getting silly. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So wait, they're just finished their PhD?
Yeah.
Oh my God, so much work.
They've got a thing that starts in September, whatever that is.
So they just got the whole summer off. Well, you got to relax and have fun because I can't imagine how hard it is to write a thesis and defend a thesis
yes.
and hard and stressful. You've got to relax. You've got to like treat this summer like you would treat the summer between high school and university.
Mm-hmm. Find okay. yourself, get your first hand job.
Yeah,
lots
yeah.
of things. I think.
And we can't emphasize this enough. If you have already had a hand job. Hand
Forget
job,
it.
This advice will not apply. none of it.
This whole podcast doesn't apply to anyone
yes.
who's had a hand job.
Yeah.
If you've had a hand job, honey,
what are you doing here?
You're not, fucking yeah. fine. Yeah. You're fine. You don't need advice.
Can I
that
just say hand jobs are
different? Though.
Hand jobs are so fucking lame. They're so cringe. Like, why would
yeah.
you give a guy a hand job? What's the point?
I got a hand job from my girlfriend recently, and I was rolling my eyes. I was like, I was yeah. so embarrassed for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's embarrassing for everyone.
Please.
It's embarrassing for everyone. It's just like, yeah. but like not, okay, not if the hand job is part of the lead up to or during or other
it can
things.
Start, it can start a
it
thing.
It can yeah. kick things off. It yeah. can it can be a little interlude, whatever.
Yeah. A hand job is truly a job for everyone involved. It's a job to give it, and it is a job to get it.
And how do you mean?
It's a job. It's work.
I also
why? Because you gotta like know, like make the perfect facial expressions and like think about what's going on.
What I also don't think it involves. It doesn't involve enough of everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's just like the rest of everyone's body is just kind of chilling there.
Yeah, exactly. That's why
like, I don't know what the
be
fuck I'm doing because I can't even like do. I'm like, hey, like touching your arm. Like it doesn't make any sense.
Pat on the back.
Yeah, like there's
strong,
no move.
Good grip.
That's why it's so dumb. And then you just know. You know. For sure, that likely the person that you're giving it to can do it better.
Yeah, but I wouldn't worry about that, you know.
I'm not like worried about it, but I'm just saying it just seems so futile. It almost feels like a tautology.
hey, is this a tautology? Okay, so for this person.
Sorry, yeah.
I feel handjobs not the answer because like we were saying, they actually, they invoke too much sort of introspection and we want this person out of their head.
Yeah, get out of your head.
We like
get out of the library. Get outdoors.
Yes. Honestly, my advice, and this is a bit particular, get a sport going.
Okay, yeah.
Go play a sport. Get
maybe not
in
Christy
sport.
Pitt's basketball
doesn't
court.
Doesn't have to be Christy Pitt's basketball. It could be any volleyball, softball.
Okay.
Because it's whenever I play sports, it's one of the times where I'm like, fully out of my head. I'm relaxed. And then you get that good tired where you can go lie down. You feel like you accomplished something.
I've seen you after a sporting match and you've been like, whoa, what did I do out there? You're like, should I apologize to anyone? You really black out.
I have to memento myself after every sports game. I look at a tattoo. Oh, okay.
This PhD person should, get active because writing a thesis, you've been chained to the books, you've been in the library, you've been in dark, dusty libraries, you've been in tweed blazers with patches on the elbows.
Scratching your skin, making you itchy.
And so get into a light kind of neoprene or whatever, sporty fabric, get out into the sun. And you know what? There's a lot of really great things to do. If you're, I don't know where this person is writing from, but like, you know.
Mark, have you looked at their Instagram?
No, this one was
not
on the
Instagram. Oh, because it wasn't a
Google. This one was on the Google Sheets. I didn't get an opportunity.
Okay.
But yes, if you are a guy, don't worry. I won't be looking at your stuff.
Your secrets are safe.
What was I to say? Oh, yeah. And also, they probably don't have a lot of money right now because they've just put themselves through school. And so there's a lot of cheap and cheerful things to do. I would say, what lake did you grow up on? Because you know it's a real thrill for me to go on a holiday on a lake that I'm not familiar with.
Ooh, new lake.
I grew up every summer on Lake Huron. Recently, every year I've been going to Lake Erie.
Erie's fun.
I love Lake Erie.
Lake Erie's cool.
It's so cool.
I didn't realize there's all these like weird Jaws towns down there.
Yes.
Like there's all these weird beach towns with like huge waves and
stuff.
Yeah,
like Kingsville.
Cool
and oh my God. Oh, the huge waves.
Who
would have
thought there would be anything weird on Lake Erie?
The waves are phenomenal because it's such a shallow lake.
Yes,
and like,
so the waves are
wickedly wild. Mm. And and it's warm because it's so shallow.
Waves drain me of all higher brain function. Like when there's big waves, I'm like a dog. I just run into the water and spend the next hour jumping headfirst into the.
It's the best.
An hour. That's all I do.
And you're coming from a very. I love to picture you being frolicking in Lake Erie in like the kind of you know. Feel good, easy, breezy Lake Erie coming from your lake, which is so serious.
Well, yeah, I grew up around Lake Superior, and the only thing you're allowed to do there is search for the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Rest in peace.
It's crazy how much these lakes are like the emotions that their name implies.
Yes,
it's
true. Superior. Yeah.
No dancing about here.
This is Lake Superior. It's very serious business.
Yes. And Huron is kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of, well, like, it's kind of like, our, I don't know, artsier. Well, Georgian
and I think
Bay.
It's also like an like indigenous name, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah,
on that?
But they're all kind of.
I don't think Superior is.
Or, but they're all, we took all of them from.
We did take them all, but I mean, it's the only one that has the name.
I guess so, yeah. And like Sauble, Saugeen, all of that area is,
Lake Ontario, right in the middle.
Ugh, Lake Ontario is a filthy snooze fest.
My fave.
That's Can I have a piece? I have a hot piece of advice. I think it's actually key for this person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry about being productive.
No, exactly.
Like, whatever you do, just give yourself a break for the rest of the summer and never wake up feeling like, oh, I didn't get anything done today. Like, just fucking luxuriate in not having to get anything done.
Great
for
advice.
A couple months.
Luxuriate. Get out in the wild. Get out in the water. Yeah. Get some sun on your face before you have to do your thing.
I couldn't. Agree less.
Oh no.
I think watch a movie that's on the AFI Top 100 and then, honey, watch the rest of the movies on the AFI Top 100 because until you've seen all of those, how have you seen movies? Okay. Then you're going to want to read an intro to film book and get yourself a subscription to the Criterion channel and Mubi.com.
Okay, yeah.
You're also going to dabble in Tubi.com. That's free, that's ad based. You're going to watch every major movie. Anytime there's a movie that you're like, oh, that's part of the cultural conversation, but I've somehow never seen it, you're going to watch that one. Okay. Anytime there's something like Sophie's Choice where it's entered the lexicon, but you've never seen the source material, you're going to watch that one. You're going to beat yourself up because every time you watch five movies, there's going to be 20 you learn about that you've never seen.
And go international with it.
You're going to go international.
Yeah, oh, you don't have to tell Mark twice about that.
Yeah. You're going to become a completist with a project that can never be completed in this lifetime, and you're gonna hate yourself every moment
okay,
you're not working
all right.
on it.
I mean, there's two avenues again with this one. Yeah.
And then you're gonna do books.
Yeah.
Wait, I've got a better idea for this person.
Okay,
sorry.
Hit it.
So whatever their PhD was, their thesis, let's say it was like, I think that, well, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, start with the I think instead of the subject.
Like what they're, you know, the thesis
the
that they're defending.
Yeah.
The statement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote thesis statements too, you know, just because I didn't get my PhD. I know what a thesis statement is, and I've said them before in writing, typing them.
So defensive.
Yeah, I really defended them really hard.
Yeah.
Like, let's say, oh, I think this migratory bird does this as a mating ritual.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he's in the bird faculty.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then go and put your money where your mouth is and go and really tactilely, in real life, in the real world, go and check out what you've been writing about. And no, maybe you're over it by now.
Put your fucking money where your mouth is. Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
Literally.
Put money and eat
money. Out of your wallet and stuff it right in your mouth.
Oh, here's what we want you to do. Fear factor yourself with various bad pranks.
Well, I was going
to
say three words, Joe Rogan podcast. That's a whole summer right there.
Yeah.
Just start at the beginning. There's lots of good guests.
You got your PhD? Yeah. Well, here's some JRP. And those are the only three letters you're going to need, my man. It's time for some celebrity questions.
Oh, baby.
Ooh.
Give advice to one of our celebrity listeners. Mm-hmm. And we've actually referenced this guy already, so that's fun. It's always fun when that happens. Dear Mark and Jackie, I have a stand-up show coming up and I'm so nervous. Full disclosure, I was a sitcom actor for many years and I was pretty dang good at it if I do say so myself. But now I find myself yearning to perform for audiences right in front of me, even though I don't have a ton of experience with it. I guess my question is, if my set starts to go south, is the best solution to say the N-word a bunch of times or no? Yours, Michael Richards.
Oh.
So this one was in our inbox for a while. I don't know if it still applies.
That is must be really, you got to blow the dust off of that one.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it'll be fine. I think you do it, and I think it's fine.
In the interest
as long as you don't say East Asian.
Yeah.
In the interest of thinning the comedian pool and lessening the competition, I say have at it.
Yeah, I wish more comics would say.
Yeah, and then I would say you've got a good thing going. It sounds like you've got a good career going. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Yes. Mm.
Why don't you stay in your lane and maybe you could get on another great sitcom or have cameos on sitcoms and have a nice comfortable life.
Has this person ever thought about doing like an alt comedy show so there won't be any black people in the audience?
Well, we don't know. The question is the question.
So okay, well, that's my advice.
That's all we have to go on. That's all we have to go on. Yeah, has this person ever thought of just doing the Cumtown podcast?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, I keep hearing about this Cumtown.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, why? What happened?
They just changed the name. Somebody left.
It changed to a municipality or a burg?
They changed to a new podcast, and it's the one that got the guy from 1975 canceled.
Oh my God, I fucking hate that guy.
Wait, what happened?
Matt Healy went on the Adam Friedland podcast, and then they goaded him to doing a bunch of bad Asian accents.
He is such a okay. Like on my TikTok for a long time, all these girls are like, "Oh, Matt Healy, he's so hot. He's so hot. He's so hot." And you know me, I certainly have a penchant for shithead, dickhead musicians. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And he's ropey.
It doesn't matter if they're hot. Like actually, it's classically hot. They could be disgusting, covered in, literally covered in muck and riddled with probably STDs. And I could be like, "Ooh, I love that guy."
Okay, if we can reel a couple of that back. This guy can be covered in mud. Covered in mud, visible chlamydia.
I've got no
standards. First case of visible chlamydia, and I'm all over that.
Glowing with it, like an X-Man. Like an X-Man who's got that as his power.
But I see this guy, I'm like, this guy is charmless. When he opens his mouth, he sounds like an absolute moron. Mm-hmm. He sounds like, you know when a little kid starts telling you an and-then story? And then? And then this, and then that, and you're just kind of like, mm-hmm. He opens his mouth, and he seems to be like he's a five-year-old dumbass dipshit idiot kid.
He's really run by his id.
Absolutely. He's a walking id.
Yeah.
And there's nothing about him that seems attractive to me. So I didn't even know he was canceled.
But he wasn't really. It's actually fine, but he did get in a bunch of trouble online.
Oh, and then I hear the music, and I'm like, oh my God, this is shit.
What do they sound like? Is that the band that sounds like Zeppelin? No.
That's Greta Van Fleet. I love that
lead
singer.
They kind of sound like Phil Collins. It's like very 80s kind of synthy.
And look, I know that Greta Van Fleet is like gimmicky.
They're terrible.
But that guy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You're not going to say the guy from the 1975, no go. But then you're going to be like, Give me the guy who looks like if a Hanson teen dressed up like Led Zeppelin. That's crazy.
To me, he looks like an elf joining like the colonial army.
That's my type.
But
no,
your type,
I know
is like
this
a combination
bad.
Of that and Jason Momoa, I think.
Yes. Yeah,
like
yeah,
somewhere
yeah.
between
somewhere
those
between
two.
Momoa?
But I do think he is his vocals are so crazy. They're a spectacle.
This is
but
outrageous.
isn't he just doing Robert Plant? Isn't that
no,
100%.
He's not just doing Robert Plant,
oh
I don't think.
Oh my God, this is awful.
Look, I don't listen to their music. I don't put their music on I don't listen
to
it on
Spotify.
But if you
see a picture, you can't look
when
away.
I see a clip of it on TikTok, like I literally, you can scour my Spotify. I'm not listening to them.
Yeah.
But when I see a clip and I see this beautiful little face and he's kind of like androgynous and little, like I'm not like, not in a kid way, but just like, he just looks like a little sci-fi, I don't know. I just really like looking at him and listening to him on those clips.
I read that he's a borrower.
And now are you saying that this is not a good-looking boy?
Wow, he actually is quite
handsome.
He's so handsome. That's actually crazy, yeah.
He's got this beautiful 1,000-watt smile, this gorgeous jawline. He's just like chipmunk cheek.
He looks like the kind of guy that when they start doing stand-up comedy, I'm like, fuck off. Get out of here. Yeah.
He goes,
a little sprite.
He's got a little British accent. He says like, so things are going well.
But he's from Detroit. He's from Detroit.
From Detroit?
Yeah.
Maybe I like him now.
Yeah, they're kind of just like blue-collar boys that made it big.
Actually?
Yeah.
Motor City.
Shit.
Yeah, man.
Okay, well, never mind.
I seen a car on fire in Detroit once. I did. I seen a car on fire.
Yeah, but you hate Matt Healy for sounding like a five-year-old when he talks. I seen a car on fire once.
I seen a car on fire in Detroit.
I seen it.
That's the phrase you kept saying over and over when we first found you in that stack of tires outside.
Yeah,
cleaned you off and turned you into a podcast. Yeah. Host.
Bathed me in dish soap.
We found Jackie in an open flame like Hellboy.
Have we advised this person? I say stick to your lane.
Oh yeah, yes. I forgot we were talking to Michael Richards this whole time. I think we can safely say this. If you panic on stage, do not say the N-word a bunch of times.
No,
yes.
There's
no reason.
I think
that's rule number one of comedy right now.
Yeah,
there's so many other things you can say.
And if you start to say the N-word, you're not going to say it enough times, Family Guy style, that people will start laughing.
It won't come back around to being not funny and then funny again.
It's not going to be Peter Griffin bangs his knee.
Yeah, that hole keeps going.
Yeah.
It's cumulative. It just gets worse and worse and worse.
It only gets worse. So if you say it once, that's bad. But don't think that saying it 12 times is better or equal to saying it once. No. It's all worse. Yeah. It gets worse every time.
The rule of it is don't be a hero.
Don't be a hero. First and foremost, don't be a hero. Take the L. If you say the N-word, take the L.
Yeah. But you can also rest assured that if you happen to say it 12, 15, 20, 25 times and it's on camera, you will get people that are saying that we don't understand the context. So the people will help you and try to say that there was deeper context.
That's so deeply fucked up. Like if he had done it now... He would be on like the Theo Von podcast tomorrow.
Yeah. Wow. But don't you remember people at that time saying that? They're like, no, there was some other stuff that happened. Do you remember that?
Yeah, they blamed the guys in the audience.
Yes.
They're
it's like,
no, they were really being
it's
assholes.
It's on film. Yeah. Like him.
Well, no, but I have seen the extended clip. And if you see like the first part of their conversation, those guys are like, fuck you, man. But if you get mad at us, you can use that word. So they do give them the license. And then they tried to say they didn't.
Oh, right, damn. Well, too bad the camera wasn't rolling.
That's the context, then I'm okay with
it. That's pretty good context.
That's really good context.
You always got to know the context.
Yes.
So I would say don't do that. It's just going to make your life worse. Yeah. Even if people do defend you with the context stuff, nobody's ever going to fully look at you the same way again.
No.
And
no.
That's not something you want.
Yeah.
No, but you will be able to do your friend's podcast video, podcast show. Riding in cars, getting a coffee.
Yeah, yes, riding in cars, getting a coffee with boys. Riding in cars with boys, getting a coffee.
Jackie on that show. Oh, that's where I seen the car
on
fire.
I seen a car on fire over there one time.
Okay, and cut.
Yeah.
I never been in a car this fancy, mister.
Then Seinfeld's like, hey, I kind of want to marry this girl.
Yeah, she's 16.
Yeah.
You child?
I wish she hadn't done that.
You wish he wouldn't have done that.
Fuck yeah, I wish he didn't do that.
Yeah, I wish he wouldn't have done that. I wish Kramer wouldn't have said the N-word. I wish all of my heroes hadn't have done the one bad thing that tainted them. I wish no one was tainted.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. A taint dating a 16-year-old and it taint the N-word. But that's the taint.
And that's the taint of it.
That's the taint. We do a podcast where we talk about all of our favorite celebrities' one taint.
Yes. A lot of taints.
A lot of taints.
Just a slight patina of taint.
And let's put it this way. No matter how long you put those taints in the sun, you're never going to get rid of sad. What do you think of that?
Do you think it cures sad? You can cut this part, but do you think it cures sad because you try to put your perineum into the sun and you're just so funny looking you can't help but laugh?
Yeah, it's the one. Doctors hate this one weird trick for not taking yourself so seriously.
Is do a tripod handstand with your taint.
Yeah, they say you can either take an improv class or sun your perineum.
And then you find out that, you know, the warm perineum was in you the whole time.
Yeah. The real perineum is the sun we got along the way.
Well, I think we did perfect advice.
I think we gave really great advice. I hope that to the woman with the partner and the ex-wife, we hope that you either get sweet revenge or distance yourself.
Yeah.
To the second woman or person. Guy,
get outside and enjoy your summer because whatever thing you've got coming up in September probably sounds serious.
Yeah. Be nice to yourself.
Yeah.
Give yourself
nice to
a PhD and having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get down to Cabo. Earn some beads the old fashioned way. Take off your shirt. Show them tots.
Get your first
You can do that in Cabo?
Maybe
I thought
not.
I did that at Mardi Gras.
Yeah, Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Bring your beads. Wherever you go, bring beads.
I had so many beads, I couldn't even stand up straight. I couldn't even. I was laden with beads. I couldn't. My spine was curved.
That's so. Oh, God. Trudging around.
I couldn't even walk.
Wow.
Because some of them are really big beads.
Big beads.
Those are the ones that you really want.
Yeah. And then to this last guy, Michael Richards, keep it in your pants.
Don't mess with a good thing. Just keep being a successful sitcom.
Keep the N-word in your pants. Don't bring it out.
No, don't
whatever,
whip it out.
Whatever
whip
it does out. For you, having it in your pants like that, keep it there.
Yeah.
And then always remember to write us and send us your voice messages with your questions.
Yeah, if you want advice, write to us on Twitter or Instagram at How Can We Help Podcast.
Please.
There's a Google form that you can click on in our
But we love the voicemails too.
And we love the voice. Let me put it this way. A lot of these messages are just addressed to Jackie. And I get it. But here's the thing, you little fucks. We're a package deal.
Sorry. It's a twofer.
It's a twofer. If you're ordering
it's a BOGO.
If you're ordering the sandwich, you're getting the fries. Mm. And these fries are cold, unsalted, and you can't eat just one.
Yeah. It's coleslaw, but it's just cabbage.
Yeah.
Nothing really to it.
No vinegar. Okay.
Thank you so much, Jordan.
Hey, thanks, guys.
I
love this.
You have always been and remain and always will be one of our best advisors.
Oh, thank you. I love this podcast.
Love
you. Check out Jordan's album online, Getting Foisy.
What?
you can check out his album online. Yeah. The Neighbors Complain, Turn Down That Foise.
Yeah. New Foisy.
Jordan, where can people find you online?
I guess follow me on Instagram, because I deleted Twitter and then brought it back, and now but I don't use it. So follow me on Instagram at Foisman. Yeah.
That's
the one. Yeah.
Foisman.
Foisman.
And until next week, I've been Jackie and Mark's been Mark.
Farewell.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.